Welcome to Let's Find Out. The focus of this program is to have our hearts open to a universal, united, kind, loving, and forgiving planet. We've entered into a new decade and a new energy form, the transformational 20s. Let's all begin to strengthen the new energies on the planet, strengthen your intuition, and strive to live a peaceful existence free from fear. What strategies, prayers, meditations, and exercise can you use to tap into the higher realms and receive messages from your departed loved ones, creating a higher vibration of living? When we're upset and confused, where can we find the answers? How can we know which path to take? The answers are here on Let's Find Out with our spiritually focused format and guests. Each episode includes Elizabeth Joyce's weekly stargazing report, a guided healing meditation, as well as ascension music by Richard Schulman. The purpose of every broadcast is to raise your personal vibration. Now it's time for tonight's program, Let's Find Out, with Elizabeth Joyce.
Good evening, it's Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out, and thank you for listening to me tonight, the first weekend in August. And this is going to probably be the craziest month of all three of our summer months. What a time we have and how fast it's passed by is amazing. 2025 is our in-between year as we leave the old world behind and step into the new age or the new era. It's been a very fast-moving, very dynamic number 9 year worldwide. The astrology has told us that the year would be very chaotic and possibly the end of the world. Well, actually, it isn't. It is the end of the world as we know it, and the chaos is right on time. This chaos is exactly what's been predicted, especially the most recent 8.8 earthquake right along the Ring of Fire in the Pacific. This very high-frequency energy coming onto the planet has brought the sense of endings and new beginnings. There has been a great turbulence in the energetic field. The low vibration structures that were not born on love, that were not born of integrity, no longer have the energy to be sustained. So whatever is around you now, whatever the drama, try not to give your attention to what's collapsing, because it will act as a life support system for what we absolutely do not want any more of. Just be aware that your focus and attention is your superpower. They're your energetic food in the quantum realm. It's important to focus on what you want, not what you don't want, even though the old world activity can appear very exciting. At the Aquarius full moon on August 9th, there are 5 outer planets and 2 dwarf planets orbiting together at 1 to 2 degrees of their sign, all at the same time. This is a high initiation time, a time of very, very big new beginnings. Not only are these outer planets moving into their new signs, but we have a very strong cardinal sign energy, Aries, as well as Neptune and Saturn being on the world axis, the destiny knows. There is a very strong sense of collective and personal initiation. Currently, 3 of these planets, Saturn, Neptune, and Pluto, are already in retrograde motion, going back over the past. This entire summer in the Northern Hemisphere is our rehearsal, our test run, as it were, moving us toward who we are already becoming. Be aware of that on September 1st when Saturn moves back into Pisces. On the 22nd of October, Neptune retrogrades back into Pisces. And on the 8th of November, Uranus moves back into Taurus. These three planets will remain in their retrograde motion through the beginning of 2026. It will really be in the spring, in April, when we have our launch into the new 35,000-year era. We have our collective launch and our personal launch on February 20th, 2026. On that date, Saturn and Neptune are exactly conjunct at 0 degrees Aries. On July 18, 2025, they were close to each other. They were within 13 minutes, but not exactly conjunct. In February 2026, they will be, and it should be quite a jolt. On the 26th of April 2026, Uranus will re-enter Gemini and will exactly conjunct Sedna in May. That will be a very strong ignition point. At that time, all of the outer planets will be fully in their signs for the rest of their cycles. This will be a whole new experience for us, both personally and collectively. There's a sense of speed and lightness because they're moving into the elements of air and fire. Uranus is in Gemini, Pluto's in Aquarius. Saturn and Neptune are in Aries. This brings a feeling of speed, dynamism, flexibility, along with some very different values. We are shifting away from the territorial materialism that we've had in the past. Like, just how much is in your bank account? What's your status? What's your title? Where is your family from? What kind of nobility? We're moving well away from all of that and coming together in collaboration and community in a more level, horizontal way. And this could be very exciting. Therefore, in August of 2025, which we are beginning now, we have this sense of a new beginning, new initiations. Already, three planets are moving retrograde back into their previous sign. So that's a sense of taking a step back, integrating, reassessing. All this is going on even stronger after the fall equinox and eclipse season, which is September and October and November, onwards into next year. The energy is beginning now, as August opens. Yes, we are moving forward. We want to move forward. We have ideas. We have thoughts and visions. But are we really quite ready to do the letting go necessary? Do we need to find some practical steps? Perhaps some people of like mind? A community or support group? What do we need to do to move forward and fulfill that dream? Saturn-Neptune next February will be making real the dream. That's the beginning of the important cycle of making the dream come true. We have it in our minds. We have it in our imagination. We have it in our thoughts. But we may have to act before we feel we're ready. For many of us, this is going to be not yet. I need to sort out some other things first, either practical steps, connection with others, before I can fully launch myself. However, you should be getting ideas, messages, glimpses of who the new you is going to be. Every night you can ask your body, mind, spirit, through your dreams, please show me the next step in who I am already becoming and who I am meant to become. Set an appointment time with the universe every day and try some automatic writing or receiving channeling. As you have made an appointment with the universe, the information will start to pour through you. Turning inwards is really, really helpful. I've been saying that forever. The full moon in Aquarius is happening on the 9th of August. The moon is at 17 degrees and the sun is at 17 degrees Leo. The connection to Aquarius are freedom, independence, the future, idealism, forming networks and communities, networks of information, collaboration, as well as truth. Truth is a huge theme at this full moon, because in August, all kinds of it are going to be coming to the surface. Along with authenticity, the moon's energy is joined and strengthened with Pluto in Aquarius and Uranus in Gemini. It's quite nonconformist. As long as we are in the people-pleasing and compromising mode, we have a tendency to please everyone else, but not ourselves. We have to step into a more honest version of ourselves to really feel fulfilled in these times with these energies. There's a recent study using what is called the spine scale, S-P-N-E scale, which is a scale of positive and negative experiences. In these experiments, they took a whole bunch of people and put them into a Faraday cage, insulating them from the electromagnetic field of the earth. They engaged them in conversation. They wanted to see where the energy was peaking, and they spanned a whole range of subjects. They expected to see with subjects like love, joy, loved ones, family, pets, friends, that there would be a peak of energy, gratitude, appreciation. And there was. There was a surge in the energy that registered on the measurement equipment. However, the bigger surge was by far quite a surprise. They didn't know what it was and had to keep running the conversations. The surge was often when the person was quite forceful, passionate, assertive, and they eventually discovered that what was being expressed at that time was authenticity. I call it speaking from your heart. The peak measurements were authenticity. They were 40 times higher than the peaks of energy expressing love and joy. And this research has been done by Dr. Zach Bush. It's pretty remarkable. Why don't you Google his name and read about it? This coming full moon in Aquarius is about authenticity, truth, honesty, and being who you truly are. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're going to take a break for our weekly cosmic tip. And then I'll be back to talk about the seven orbiting bodies at 1-2 degrees of their sign. See you after this. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com. And now it's time for your weekly cosmic tip, week of August 4th through August 10th. 2025. The August energies bring us an impending update regarding relationship matters at the beginning of the month, followed by a few days that offer excellent opportunities to manifest something new if you are attentive and courageous enough. Lovers can expect feelings of happiness in mid-August. Towards the end of the month, female voices have crucial things to say. On August 1st, Mercury, the messenger of the gods, and the proud sun conjoin in Leo. They usher in a lively and sometimes nervous mood. There's a lot of talking, explaining, and informing. However, the pronounced need to communicate should not obscure that points of view can be highly subjective at this time. And some may forget that it's not just about them. In relationship matters, you need a sense of proportion and generosity Venus, having just entered emotional Cancer, squares Saturn and Neptune in Aries, which form the apex of a harmonious aspect pattern with Pluto in Aquarius and Uranus in Gemini. This combination brings a potential to be another challenging, bewildering week. It may be difficult to have a good grip on reality. However, once Mercury turns back into direct motion on August 11th, the clouds of confusion will lift. Romantic dreams of a perfect relationship or a better world may need updating. Chances are good that they will be. Don't avoid the questions now on the table, but try to explore seriously and honestly what you expect from this relationship. The best way to do this is in dialogue with those close to you. It's not about finding quick answers, but initiating a necessary review and renewal process. On Tuesday and Wednesday, it's everyone out for themselves, so be sure to set barriers up that you need and don't allow yourself to be dominated or walked over due to your kind and helpful nature. Mars moves into Libra on Thursday, where it will stand up against any authoritarian energetic forces. On August 7th, Mars enters Libra. His combative temperament becomes friendlier, shifting the focus to goals serving the common good. Mars also forms the bottom corner of a prominent kite figure with Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, and Pluto. The trine to Uranus in Gemini becomes exact on Friday the 8th. If people are gaslighting you to gain control, it's time to cut the power supply and extinguish any flames of deceit. Expect some manipulation from Saturn and Neptune in Aries on Friday and Saturday. Aries is a highly individualistic energy, while Libra just wants everyone to get along and join forces. Seeking calm harmony can bring a quiet peace from any energetic, overbearing people. The moon's opposition to Saturn and Neptune in Aries on the 9th, as well as the full moon in Aquarius, lends additional weight to this rare constellation. Remember, there's safety in numbers. Seek alliances for self-protection and stability. By Sunday, a renewed sense of personal power prevails when Mars in Libra trines Pluto in Aquarius. Fight your battles today, because with that energy available to you, there's nothing you can't do. It's also an excellent time to impress bosses or seek work that will fulfill you and put you in a position of leadership. The quality of time during these days offers many excellent opportunities, but you must seize them actively and consciously. The harmonious connection between Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto indicate that completely new possibilities exist in the collective field. Mars, Pluto, and Uranus form a grand trine in the air signs. There is hardly a better time to start manifesting new visions and ideas. However, Mars also opposes Saturn and Neptune, which form the apex of the kite figure. Doubt, listlessness, and fear of being unable to muster up enough energy could now nip promising projects in the bud. What counts now is courage, determination, and the willingness to take full responsibility for your actions. Don't let doubts and fears paralyze you. Take a few steps on your new path. You won't regret it. In these extraordinary times, you can achieve many things, even projects that seemed hopeless at a first glance. Whatever you aspire to do, dare to start now. It's an excellent time for true self-empowerment, especially during the full moon on August 9th, which calls for aligning personal ideals and collective concerns. The development we are witnessing today will prove extremely relevant later in the year. Keep an open mind when you turn your attention to the world. This is Elizabeth Joyce with Visions of Reality. The website is new-visions.com. If you'd like to make a call to ask a question or book some reading time with me, the 24-hour answering service is 201-934-8986. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. And now it's time to get back to tonight's program. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our weekly cosmic tip. Now let's look at the seven orbiting bodies at 1 to 2 degrees of their sign. We have Saturn, Neptune, Uranus, Sedna, Mars, Pluto, and Homier. This is quite remarkable. Astrologically, there is a great sense of initiation and new beginnings. We already have 3 of these 7 planets in retrograde motion, Saturn, Neptune, and Pluto. As August opens, they are still in their new retrograde signs, but will move back into their previous signs in the fall months. I've given you the dates. We also have a mini triangle of a cradle, Uranus, Sedna, conjunct, Neptune, Saturn, sextile to, and another sextile to Pluto on the other side of Uranus, Sedna. These planets are super close to each other at this point, within 1 degree. The geometry of these aspects is very positive, and they are not challenging. They're in harmony. The energy is very tight in its expression of what's going to come in next year, 2026. This mini triangle will come to its closest point in July and August of 2026, a year away. It stays together very closely throughout 2027 and then will start to break apart in 2028. This is why this period of time, from now on, particularly to the end of 2027, is an accelerated period of time for humanity. We are in a special period of time, accelerated evolution, which is why this is so important, because it's really accelerated ascension. It's important as to how we make our choices now, how we operate day to day, which is why I began to focus on this radio podcast journal in 2024, to create an astrological history of Earth events during this time. The Sun and Mercury are both in Leo, the sign of creativity and courage. We really are being asked to step into our courage now, our sovereignty, our creativity, in a much bigger way than we have ever done before. We have a very tight aspect between the Sun and Pluto. They are an opposite, and we are wrestling between individual sovereignty and the sovereignty of state or government. The invisible government, churning, uncovering. So there is still a sense of churning around those issues. This is going to be a huge theme at this period of time, right throughout the fall months. There's other things to highlight as August opens. When we think about truth, we have Mercury very closely opposing Pluto. And whenever we have a hard aspect between Mercury and Pluto, which is a sign of truth in Aquarius, we have secrets that have been long repressed and deeply hidden coming into the light. This is a real energetic demand, a collective demand for truth to come to the light. Because it's Pluto, It can be years away because Pluto holds the past. Pluto holds the karma of the events and actions taken. This full moon in Aquarius is shining a bright light on that energy, and we could start to see a torrent of truth coming forward in a much bigger, unmistakable way. What I find interesting right now is the don't get distracted by the zigzags. For example, is he a good guy? Is he a bad guy? Is he a good guy today? Was he a bad guy in the past? This is exhausting, and we're giving our power away to external authority. And it's really exhausting. It just doesn't matter here. What is helpful is, just like the pandemic created a boomerang effect, a craving for human connection after the lockdown. After that lockdown, what we wanted was human connection. We wanted hugs. We wanted laughter. We wanted to be with other human beings physically, didn't we? We wanted to have a barbecue in the backyard with our relatives and friends. Many people did. And that's what spawned a lot of groups who believed in the same attitudes of freedom. In the same way, all of these wild zigzags, which side of the political spectrum are you on, that have been highly polarized, especially here in the U.S., is happening all over the world. This energy is making people of both sides demand the truth. Now, this is actually acting as a catalyst for unity, because more and more people, irrespective of their political orientation, are demanding the truth right across the world. This is very obvious in America right now, and it's becoming obvious in Europe, Asia, and the Middle East. Truth is the underlying principle, so just notice how these chaotic challenges always act as a catalyst for our greatest good, to move us toward unity consciousness and stronger human connection. This is really important. At the full moon on the 9th, we have a beautiful grand trine in air. We have Uranus, Sedna at 1 degree of Gemini, Mars at 1 degree of Libra, and Pluto at 2 degrees of Aquarius. When you have a grand trine, this is where the energy flows. The energy is beautiful. It's about ideas, inspiration. It's very future-oriented, Uranus, and it rules Aquarius. The theme is around freedom, truth, authenticity, community, and all of those things. And it's visionary, visions of reality. That's the name of my website. Mars in Libra acts as a trigger, an initiator for these ideas. It's very exciting. When Mars is in Libra, it's in its detriment in a personal birth chart. It can be very tricky because you can be conflicted around issues of anger, and it's usually because you've experienced anger and aggression in the early home environment, whether spoken or unspoken. You can often end up as the peacemaker. You wanted to smooth it over. That's Libra. Here it suggests more collaboration, a coming together, as does Gemini, social contact, and as does Aquarius, the community. We are dreaming up, manifesting. We're this inspiring, visionary generation of ideas, a lot of which may come out on social media, a lot to do with our awakening, our freedom, and our collective future. It's all very, very exciting. This is an immensely positive aspect of the full moon in Aquarius in August of 2025. There is a very strong aspect between Mars, Saturn, Neptune here. The more challenging the side of this energy is that we could have aggression at sea. Some aggressive action taken with poor judgment. Aggressive action taken on misinformation. Ill-judged. However, this can also work beautifully if our actions become more compassionate, more grounded, and more spiritual. We may practice more yoga, more Tai Chi. We may go down to the local food collection point and give out food to people in need. Maybe even pick a part of our garden and hand out the fresh vegetables. We may join Mother's Kitchen or a food soup line to help people in need. That kind of spiritual action, which is well grounded. All this is beautiful and a positive expression of that harmonious aspect. The other thing, if you have this Mars-Saturn aspect in your own chart, it shows great tenacity, determination, grit, and pushing yourself to the limit. You'll often see this aspect in people who go into the military because they have the capacity to push self physically to the limit. And the energy can be quite militaristic as well. This aspect lands on the midheaven of the USA chart. Neptune and Saturn are on the IC. That's the base of the chart, where they will stay for some months. We've had immense flooding in the U.S., North Carolina, Texas, New York, Saturn, Neptune on the IC. Many areas have had highly unusual and excessive flooding. That's because Saturn, Neptune is on the IC, and the IC represents the land, the earth, at the base of the U.S. chart. This is Elizabeth Joyce, and it's time to take our half-hour break and listen to our song. I'll be back after this with some other things to mention for the August full moon. See you after this.
Elizabeth Joyce's Elixir Tea is really a healing tea. It's blended according to Ayurvedic principles and the chanting of Sanskrit mantras. So it assures a deep cellular healing, relief that flows from within. So drink Elizabeth's healing tea before you meditate. Order it online or call 201-934-8986, 201-934-8986. Now more than ever, you need Elizabeth Joyce's sanitizing healing spray. It clears and cleans viruses and germs, and it helps to prevent spreading those viruses and germs. Elizabeth's sanitizing healing spray contains frankincense and sandalwood. You spray it as generously and as often as you need. You can order it online or call 201-934-8986. 201-934-8986.
You're listening to Let's Find Out on bbsradio.com, Station 1. If internet radio has a name, it's BBS Radio, the number one live internet talk radio on the planet. It's Let's Find Out, and honored guests come every Sunday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you'd like to call in and ask a question, dial toll-free 888-627-6008. Again, that's 888-627-6008. If you're just tuning in and would like to hear this show in its entirety tomorrow, you can download it at the archive link at bbsradio.com/Let's Find Out. Remember, if it's not mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. So now, Let's Find Out with host Elizabeth Joyce.
This is Elizabeth Joyce, and we're back from our half-hour break. And that was Elizabeth Hepburn with Love is the Answer. I couldn't close tonight without talking about the important event of the week. We are entering a spiritual portal that we enter every year. It's on August 8th, and it's called the Lion's Game. The other thing that we have, which I explained in the weekly cosmic tip, is the Grand Air Trine coming up after the Lion's Gate. Now, the Lion's Gate is on Friday, August 8th. The full moon in Aquarius is on the next day, August 9th. This is going to bring quite a movement of energy. It's beautiful energy. It is a portal of the other side of the veil. I am writing a new book about this energy that will be very informative for everyone. The name of it is Mysteries Revealed Beyond Mortal Boundaries. It should be released by the end of this year, hopefully. The portal opens the other side of the veil for us to have magical energy, for us to think, talk, and have action. A new kind of manifestation. Mars in Libra is activating change, and it's in the Grand Air Trine. Notice where Libra is in your chart, and that will be the area where you'll experience the change. So now let's get to the important part of the week, Friday, August 8, 2025. That's the Lionsgate portal day. At the same time, Mars trines Uranus, and this is a harmonious trine, Gemini and Libra. It sparks innovation, problem solving, and productive bursts of energy. It's a powerful day to take bold steps towards personal goals, especially in health, work, lifestyle changes, and partnerships. Unexpected insights or solutions may appear suddenly within you, making it ideal for breaking free of routine that no longer serves you. Technology and physical well-being benefit from quick updates or upgrades. Take actions and ideas that feel fresh and inspired. Be sure to remain grounded. Be sure to do your meditations, because any impulsive action could backfire if unplanned. This aspect creates a clash between drive and restrictions. The Saturn and Neptune on the south node can create a clash between drive and restriction, potentially leading to frustration, delays, or fatigue. Remember, Mercury is still retrograde until Monday the 11th. You may feel blocked in your efforts by authority figures, circumstances, or your own self-doubt. Use this time to slow down, reassess your strategy, and focus on what you can realistically accomplish. Go within, do your meditations, and follow the messages you receive. Always trust the universe. Avoid arguments that do not push forward against resistance, because it's better to work with patience and persistence. Energy and persistence conquer all things. That's one of the proverbs in the Bible, by the way. Physical or emotional burnout is possible, so be gentle with yourself. Think of this as a test of endurance rather than sprinting. Now, the full moon highlights themes of structure, responsibility, and truth-telling, which we've previously discussed. It's also linked to the wisdom and hearing the divine messages. That's what the portal is all about, bringing in clarity. It can bring in revelations about institutions, governments, and moral authority. Emotions will run deep, so it's better to sit, reflect, and mull things over rather than take an action. Neptune can cloud your motivation. It can weaken your boundaries, and it could cause confusion and poor judgment at this time, at least until after Mercury turns direct. It's easy to become scattered or exhausted, especially if you've been overworking. It's really best to plan this time. You know it's coming, and to prepare to be quiet, reflective, and meditative. That will serve you very well in the long run. Avoid making important decisions today, as you may be operating on faulty assumptions and misinformation. It's also a time when your immune system or mental clarity could feel low, so you need to rest. And you need to do some spiritual hygiene, which is meditation, maybe light yoga. It's essential that you do that. Channel the energy into your meditation, to your creative writing, or music. Listen to Richard Shulman or artists by the Crimson Series. Let yourself feel the musical vibration go deep within to raise your frequency. Trust your intuition, but verify facts before acting. Watch your health and take steps to boost your immunity. Drinking clear water with fresh lemons will clean out your inside. And this transit can also indicate perhaps some new health scares in the world, as well as people going back on their word. The full moon is one of the most empowering days of August for focus on work, transformation, and pushing through long-standing blocks. Aquarius opens to freedom. They remove the blocks so that you can move forward. Mars and Pluto combine to offer determination and resilience, especially in areas tied to your career and self-discipline. You have the stamina to make lasting changes and the courage to confront what's been avoided. And it's been avoided for quite some time, probably more than 2 years. Use this new energy to tackle difficult tasks. Begin a new regime or dive into deep psychological work. It's a powerful time to act with purpose and clarity. Avoid manipulation. Avoid pushy people. Now this transit, or these two transits, are best used for personal growth and not control. The Lionsgate energy will be with us right through the fall equinox, so take advantage of it while you can. It's one of the strongest Lionsgate energies that we've had in this decade. We've come to the end of our show, and it's time for our wonderful music. And I picked a very special song for tonight. Les Paul and Mary Ford were popular in the 50s, and they certainly made musical magic. Les Paul invented overdubbing the expansive music that we listen to today. The name of the song that I chose is How High the Moon. Of course, enjoy. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next week. Good night. This is a breathing meditation to help you through these difficult times. Sit with both feet flat on the floor or in the lotus position, legs uncrossed and your spine straight. It would be nice if you would raise your palms and hold your forefinger and thumb together. That's called your circuit. Close your eyes and start taking a deep breath. Allow your mind to flow down to your heart center, the fourth chakra. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath. Release the breath. Another deep breath, release the breath. Now listen, and listen to your name being called with respect. Say it in your mind with respect, the full name you are using now. Then take another deep breath, and have your attention on the breath. Your new mantra is, I am safe, it's only change. Close your eyes and just imagine that you're breathing through your heart, as if your heart were your lungs. Allow the breath
to breathe you. Breath in, breath out. Breath in, breath out. Do this gradually and without force. The breath will go inside of you. Breath in and breath out. Breath in and breath out. Deeper and deeper. Very gently. Very gently. Feel the breath lifting you up. Up out of worry, out of fear, into the light of bliss and peace. Feel your angels lifting you up under your arms, higher and higher. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. As you have the exhale, drop yourself back down into your heart. In the inhale, you're being lifted up by your angels. On the exhale, you're going back down into your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. Up to your angels, down to your heart. And each time you drop down, you're going deeper and deeper inside. You're raising up into the light, and you're dropping back down to your heart filled with bliss. Then feel the peace and feel the release of darkness, fear, and hopelessness. Every time you drop down, more of the darkness, fear, and hopelessness leave your body. Let the breath flow. Let the breath flow. Allow yourself to get very deep. The darkness and fear are melting. Breathe in and feel your angels lift you up. When you feel the darkness is gone and you feel the light, let yourself get very deep. And as you exhale this time, feel the love you have for a partner. When you drop down, send out a beam of that love. Breathe in. Feel the love you have for a child. When you drop down, send out light to that child. Breathe in, get lifted up, come back down to the heart, and feel the love that you have for a pet or animals. Release the breath, send out the light. You're being lifted up again, breathe in. Now think of an ill friend that needs healing. Send the light out to that friend. When you drop down, breathe in, feel yourself lifted up. Feel the love you have for the nature, for trees, for our food and our green grass. Feel that in your heart. Take a deep breath, get lifted up. Drop down again and send light out around the world for a pure, clean planet. Breathe in Lift yourself up. Feel the angels. Bring down the light and send it out again for a pure, clean planet. Keep breathing in a rhythm. Begin to feel gratitude and praise for all that you have and all that you are. Feel gratitude for a raise at work. Feel gratitude for a wish being granted. Think of that wish now. Keep breathing in and out. See that wish being fulfilled. Breathe in, breathe out. Feel the gratitude. When you do, you are building your heart field. You are strengthening the fourth chakra. When you slow down the breath and feel the raising up to your angels and the light, and the dropping back down into your heart and love, all of your body systems become coherent and begin to release stress. And your inner organs are going to flow together to the beat of the heart in perfect harmony. Feel the beautiful music. Let's do the mantra again. I am safe. It's only change. This time, visualize sparkles of light, brilliant white light, like a cluster of falling stars coming down and falling you and surrounding you. They are the diamonds coming from the 12th dimension, the God center, and you are being blessed, filled with light and protection. Your angels are with you. You're surrounded by white light, which is the Holy Spirit or the Chi or the Shakti, whatever you want to call it. And everything about you is flowing together in perfect harmony. You are raising your frequency every time you're lifted up. And when you fall back into your heart, you're bringing in the energy of bliss and peace. Feel it now. Feel the energy of bliss and peace. You will see everything around you changing. This exercise has a massive impact on your life, your personal health, your personal relationships, and your main gift is feeling the presence of your angels and God. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Take a deep breath. Release the breath. Keep your eyes closed. Stay in that position. And listen to Richard Schulman as he plays Peace. Peace. I am in the energy of peace. I am safe. It's only change. Take a deep breath. Stay in the energies. Thank you.